Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're glad you're here. I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us here to be with you each and every Thursday night. And I want to remind everybody that our call-in number is 323-203-0815. And it's no surprise, the switchboard's telling me that we already have calls coming in. So, Dr. Allen, you're live. Are you ready to take calls?
Yes, I am. I am.
Awesome. Here we go. I'm going to tell switchboard we are ready and we're fired up. We're ready to go. All right. Beautiful.
Hi.
Ooh, hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Fox.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, you're beautiful. Dr. Pat, you said a lot of times that women like me, norepinephrine, we have a hard time to, oh my God, I forgot, to give up, to, you always say this word, and I can't remember.
Norepinephrine is a neurotransmitter, and it's used by nature to quiet animals down. And we are animals, too. So norepinephrine is what stops the bison from falling off the cliff because they're used to chasing. And norepinephrine is called noradrenaline in England, but in America it's called norepinephrine. It's what stops you from going hysterically over-enthusiastic, which could hurt you. And so if people have had too much pain in their childhood from 0 to 3, Freud really liked 0 to 3. He thought that was the time period that we were really baked into our shape. And so if you came from a painful environment, you became addicted to norepinephrine as if it was normally the only way you could live. So when you have pleasure, you get frightened that somebody's going to take it away so you get rid of it yourself.
That's why when someone asked me to marry him, I do not believe it. I have a hard time believing it. It's like, no, it can't be. It's supposed to be difficult.
So
I don't know.
You're saying you have difficulty doing what?
A masculine man asked me. Of course, he looked for me. He found me. And he told me, you're going to be my wife. I want us to marry next year. And I'm having a hard time believing it.
I've got news for you.
Yes.
All you need to say to him is, I'm willing to explore.
Yes.
But you see, if you're a norepinephrine addict, you want to know what's going to happen next year today because the fear of the experience wants you not to have it. This man said, literally, I'm attracted to you and I'm going to consider marrying you. That doesn't mean it's going to happen, but he was going after what he wanted.
Okay.
But you shut him down, I think.
No, I didn't see anything.
Down?
No, it's in my mind. I'm looking at him and I'm like, I don't, and I'm still not believing it. Like, we've been together a few days, like a few weeks, and I'm like, I'm telling myself, probably it's not true. It's not going to happen. Just say that because, I don't know.
Well, it might happen. What I want you to say is, I'm willing to experience.
Yes.
When you don't like it, you'll get rid of it. But if you like it, you'll keep doing it.
Okay.
So we
this
have
is
more
my question I have.
What?
My question I have is, what it means to surrender, and how can I surrender?
Well, I don't use the word surrender. I use the word acquiesce.
Oh, all right.
Surrender sounds like a war. Acquiesce is, I'm going to do this thing because it will help us be a team.
Yeah.
Acquiescing is, for example, if I'm single, I might be doing things, but if I had a boyfriend, I do, but if I had one and he didn't like it, I would acquiesce and do it his way, as a way to build a team with him. So
okay.
Look up the meaning of the word acquiesce. You are showing me that you see relationships as battles where you're winning and surrendering.
No, Dr. Pat, it's just I remember you once told me you don't want to surrender. And that kept, like, I never ask you again, what does that mean?
I use the word surrender with you. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Then I made a mistake.
All
what
right,
I'm
so
saying,
ask you, yes.
Did I say to you, you don't seem to want to surrender?
Yes, you tell me you're afraid to surrender. You don't want to surrender.
Okay.
You want
that. Now I'm going to redo it. I meant what I said because for you, if you've been raised, were you raised in a tumultuous home? Did your mom and dad fight?
My mom is. It was. And she still is very strong.
She's very what?
Strong. Like she's the man.
Is she strong or is she powerful in dominating people? Does your mother control your family?
Yes, she had a hard time controlling me.
Now I'm going to take my apology back, and I'm going to say that you see relationships as winning, losing, controlling, or surrendering. That's
okay.
That's what you learned that causes you discomfort when somebody says something that sounds controlling. You might react to it negatively. So,
yes,
I meant what I said. You were raised in a home of winners and losers and dominators, apparently. And for that reason, being in a relationship is like a surrender. And I don't like the word surrender when it comes to man and woman. Or man and man, or woman and woman. I like acquiesce, which means I choose who I'm going to acquiesce to and with. I'm not going to surrender my right to be me to somebody else.
I understand better.
Okay?
Yes.
So I meant what I said, but I explained it maybe a little better now.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, caller. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's very interesting when you have a combative or domineering influence in your life. That's a whole thing with our life script class.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
I believe that we basically learn what to be in those first 3 years. And it's mothers reflecting respect to their sons and fathers cherishing their daughters so that the girl is not afraid to acquiesce to a man who wants to be respected.
Yes. Yes, I can see that. I think that one of the things that's so interesting about that and about your teachings on life script is how sometimes we don't even know who drafted our script. And, you know, when you do the work on the life script with you, it's stunning somehow when that's revealed, like when you were just talking.
Hello?
Oh, sorry.
That's exactly right. I love doing scripts.
We've got another caller. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi, Pat.
Hi.
I actually have two questions. I have a situation that's come up, and I don't know how to be feminine about it.
All right.
So there's a musician.
Hello, caller, are you there?
What happened?
I don't know. I think we've dropped. Our caller must have dropped. Hopefully our switchboard. Yeah, I think our switchboard might be able to get her back. Hopefully she will.
Okay.
Hmm.
So I love doing my classes and I love doing scripts.
Hello?
Up there she is. Hi, caller. We're sorry. Okay. We lost you. Caller?
Yep, I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't know what happened. Anyway, I was talking about a musician that's coming to town, and my boyfriend offered to pay for the tickets. But then when he looked at the prices, there were more than he's willing to spend.
So did you share the bill with him?
So that's why I'm calling, because I really want to go. So how do I bring it up that I really want
to? Do you have your half of the money? You see, relationships can be convenient in which you both put in your money. Codependence is where one person takes over and takes care of the relationship but isn't happy about it. And a covenant is where they decide one will pay the bills and one will not. That one will run the home. So there's a relationship for everyone. Would you be willing to pay your way?
Yes.
Well, then let him know.
Yeah, I'm. Okay. All right. So I just need to tell him that I'm okay paying my half of it.
Good. Perfectly okay.
So
just because he has a man's body doesn't mean he has to pay all the bills. And just because a woman is a woman, that doesn't mean she knows how to cook.
Yep, that's true about me. All right. Okay, I'll bring that up. So my second question is, more of a general question. If you have any advice or maybe any books you would recommend I read.
If there's a book out there, I'll tell you about it.
Okay. So,
what's the question?
I mean, so this whole, you know, I've seen he's really trying, you know, to step up and be like the man and, you know, really be the male in the relationship. And he's really serious about everything. But then I feel like this, I thought this is what I wanted, you know, like this committed long-term relationship, and we went through the whole 3 months, and then now I guess we're in the imperfect phase.
Yes, that's right. So what happened?
I called.
What is it you don't want?
I don't know. I just feel so bored, and he's not doing anything wrong. I mean, he's been amazing, and I'm completely bored. Like,
well, what do you do in your private life? You've got to be an I, you've got to be a we, you've got to be an us. When you're an I, you're responsible for entertaining yourself. Have you given yourself to him for him to entertain you? Yoo-hoo.
Caller, are you there? Okay.
All right.
Very interesting.
Yes.
We're dropping callers tonight, so.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay, welcome back. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, my God. I keep losing you. Anyway,
are you an individual?
Yeah. You got to turn your radio down.
Mm-hmm. I do have my own life besides what we do together.
Well, that means you're an I, and then when you're with him, you're a we. And then when you're with him and other people, like a family, you're an us. And each of those requires planning. So it sounds like you don't plan for your own entertainment. Do you?
I mean,
What?
I do try to, I go out with friends and, you know, without him there, I do have my own thing going
on.
Do
you work? Do you have a job?
Yes, I do have a job.
Do you have any hobbies?
And I mean, I travel. I have hobbies. I travel a lot. I kind of have my own thing going on. So, you know, like, for example, you know, I just flew back to town yesterday, and I didn't even feel like calling him to tell him I was back in town.
So you're already terminating him.
And I don't want to, so I'm just like, I don't know what it is. Like, I feel like I've gotten what I wanted, but I don't know what to do with it.
Well, that's because you don't really want it. Did your mom and dad get divorced?
Yeah.
So did you live in a home with your mom or your dad?
I lived with my mom.
You lived with your mom. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yep, 2 sisters, 1 brother, all married.
Did you have a family with your mom, your brother and sisters?
Not really.
So you raised yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your mother, did your mother have a life? Did she have a career? Did she get a new man? What did she show you?
I guess my mom showed me that men are cruel. Yeah.
Men are cruel, did you say, or cold?
Cruel.
They're cruel?
Cruel, like mean, Dr. Mm-hmm. Pat.
They're what?
They're cruel, like they're mean.
Oh, they're cruel. You're saying the word cruel.
Yes.
Anyway, so you're a man-hater. Well, then that explains everything. You don't want to be a partner to a man. Have you thought of being a lesbian?
No. See, that's the thing. I'm trying really hard to be good to a man, but then at the end of the day, I keep coming up this feeling where I'm just like, I don't know if this is what I want. Although I know it is what I want. I just don't know how to get myself in the mood.
I want you to know you're a wonderful norepinephrine addict. Know why?
Why?
Because being a partner with somebody is not what you were taught when you were at home. You're scripted okay. to be a spinster.
Yeah.
Does your mom have
but
a
I don't know if I want that
husband?
Either.
What?
No. No, she doesn't.
So she's a career woman and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a career woman and that's it.
No, because I don't want that.
Then I suggest that you answer phone calls, make phone calls, be a partner to your man. You've been raised and scripted to be a spinster.
Hmm.
And your mother was scripted the same way you did. Did your father remarry someone?
Yeah, he did.
And who divorced who?
My mother divorced him.
Because she didn't want him as a partner. In fact, she doesn't want any man as a partner.
Right.
And you're doing the same thing.
But I don't want to. At least I think I know that what I'm doing is what I don't want to do.
Then you have some actions to do. Are you willing to be a partner to this man and treat him as a partner?
Yes. I just don't know how.
Well, it's called, now, how long have you dated him?
6 months.
All right, and you're in a committed monogamous relationship?
Yes.
And you're going towards marriage or you're going towards mating?
Mating.
Okay, but which is the same as marriage without a document. Now, in my
view... Yeah, I don't think I want...
What?
Oh, I was just saying, I don't think I want marriage.
Then you want to mate.
Yes.
For every two occasions, for every two phone calls, for every two whatever, you owe him one.
Okay.
So start paying your way emotionally because you haven't learned how to do it. So if he calls you a couple of times, you call him. If he takes you out, you take him out, or at least buy the popcorn, or have him over for cake and whatever. Do you understand?
Okay, I can.
You want to be
cherished. Yes, I understand.
Well, he wants to be respected, and you can show that by giving back to him. You see?
Okay.
So will you do that?
But Pat, how...
What?
Yes, I will do that. And I feel that I've been doing that, but I don't know how to shake this feeling of boredom.
You can't shake... feelings are not doable. You can't do anything with them unless you go to a good psychiatrist and get meds, or you become a drunk, or you kill yourself, or you kill him. You can educate your brain. You can change your behavior and hope that those will bring you pleasure.
Okay.
But you have not been shown how to do that. So, have you read Getting to I Do?
Yeah, I'm reading it religiously.
Okay, you might want to get
Staying
Married and Loving It. I wrote that one. In a relationship now, but you're expecting him to be the daddy and you be the little girl. I want you to be his co-pilot for his plane, which is pilot. He will give to you and you will give back to him. Doesn't have to be 1-to-1. It can be 2-to-1.
But I thought that in the Getting to I Do, you have somewhere where you mentioned that a woman never gives more than a man.
No, I said 2-to-1. He gives you 2 and you give him 1 back. I'm saying it now. But you're hearing it through your miseducation.
Okay, 2-to-1. For each 2, I give 1. Yep.
That's exactly right. 2 phone calls, 1 phone call. 2 dates, 1 date. Have him over for dinner. You see? Are you having sex with him?
I actually told him like we wouldn't anymore just because I just wasn't getting excited anymore.
So you've already turned him off.
Yeah.
So this is what you're doing.
But he still keeps coming back. So
what?
But he keeps coming back. So,
you know what? That won't last. That won't last. See, the pleasure of him loving you is turning you off. You have been scripted to expect this to end. So you're doing it. You're ending the relationship.
Yeah, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
That's right. And the book on this, if you want a book, you want a book on this?
Yes.
A Taste for Pain by Maria Murkos, M-U-R-C-U-S. A Taste for Pain. Maria Murkos. That's right. She's Danish, I believe. But it's a good book, and it's about this problem.
Okay, I'll definitely read your books in this one as well. Because I'll definitely read your books in this book.
The bottom line is,
reading
books is nice, but I still want you to do 2-to-1 give back to the man that loves you today.
Yeah, I'll do the 2-to-1. Yes, I'll do that. I'll force myself to do that.
That's your behavioral change. Okay?
Okay.
All
right. Good luck. Thanks, Pat.
Thank you, caller.
Thanks. Yep.
We are hitting tonight on the live script. We are hitting on people who have been scripted. And
everybody's been scripted, but when it goes to the place where you can't mate or you can't live together, you know, it's destructive.
Well, I see that she has this level of destruction because she's, again, like we talked about, the self-fulfilling prophecy. She didn't believe him. And so, you know.
What?
She didn't believe him. She doesn't believe him. And then she's bored with him. So, and what is that? Where does that come from? The bored issue.
The bored is she's waiting for it to go away.
Mm.
The pleasure.
So she's...
He's normal. He's still chasing her. But he won't keep that up.
Please leave your message for 94929557.
Hey, callers, please answer when we call you back so you can get on the air with us. Again, 323-203-0815. So they crave the pain.
No, they don't crave the pain. They're used to it.
So they expect it.
And they think it's normal.
Mm-hmm.
And when pleasure comes, they don't believe it's pleasure, so they don't appreciate it, and they push it away.
I see. Very, very interesting. Because, I was raised a little bit differently. You know, I know we all have our own scripts, but that for me was just like a little bit of a conundrum there, like almost like a circular argument.
Yes, that's right. Nobody can win. See, I'm putting her on a cognitive behavioral program that doesn't require feelings. But I'm hoping that by her doing those things, she'll develop a taste for pleasure.
Very good. Very interesting.
And the book title is Taste for Pain?
Mm-hmm. We've got a caller on. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Pat Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi there. Great. Yes, I do. I am very anxious about how to ask my boyfriend a question. I am moving in with him next week. And
are you engaged?
Nope.
A live-in girlfriend is not a very high title.
Tell me about it.
It's called free wife.
Yeah. Exactly, and he's fresh out of a divorce.
Well, What's the reason you're not getting at least a promise ring?
You know what? At this point, I'm kind of like, eh, not too worried about it.
So what you're saying is you're just shacking up.
Yep. Yep. I kind of feel like it will come at some point or not.
And it doesn't matter?
I don't feel too stressed about it for some reason.
Maybe you're a norepinephrine addict.
Oh, I would guarantee yes.
Have you ever had a pleasurable relationship?
Probably not.
Have you ever
not.
Been in love?
I walk away. Sorry?
Do you walk away from the pleasure?
Yeah, I walk away from the ones who are very into me, yes. Yep, and I create a lot of drama and pain for myself, too, even when there doesn't need to be any.
Is that what your family scripted you for?
Yeah, you know, I've been listening to that. My family, my mother left when I was 9, and I was raised by
my
dad.
Why?
She had an affair.
She left babies? How many kids?
She did. She left babies. I was 9. My brother was 3.
Now, do you see the script?
I always looked at it as...
What?
I always looked at it as a script because my dad didn't remarry for many, many, many years.
He raised
his kids. He did. And it was hard, and he was really authoritarian. High school, it was really bad for me. I was really bad. I was very angry at my mother. We would see her occasionally every other weekend or something, but I hated her, and she lived with the guy she had the affair with, and I just hated it. It was awful for me. I hated how
I can understand that you don't believe in love. I can understand that you want to be a live-in girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
If you decide to change your mind, get into a monogamous, continuous, long-term relationship wherein you are either cherished or respected first.
Yeah.
And you've never been in love.
Oh, I've definitely been madly in love. Yes.
No, that's obsession. Have you ever been in love with somebody who was in love with you? It takes two to be in love.
Yeah.
You don't need to be in love to be passionate. What?
Yeah. This man says he's in love with me. Some days I believe it and he shows it, and some days I don't feel it and I worry that's just me and my low self-esteem and fear. And I was definitely in love with him.
So, have you negotiated how you're going to live together and how you're going to make him spend money? Have you done any building?
Not a ton. We did talk about, you know, the mortgage and the fact that we would split it. I worry so much about
you
stressing
negotiate.
Him out.
You're
going to
do a convenient relationship.
Yep, because I'm too afraid to ask for more because it might push him away. And something inside, I kind of don't. He had said before, yeah, he may marry me because of how he feels with me in the relationship.
Right.
Yep. I just have not pushed it. Honestly, there's been things that have come up where I lost respect for him. It was coming out. It was our relationship was going down the drain. So now I've just decided to recommit and respect him again, which has changed things.
Wonderful. Yeah. That sounds great.
Yeah. Yep. My good friend is very long-term Pat Allen, and I talked to her, and she helped me see that.
I got it. So you're doing the walk. You're doing the tools.
Yeah, I'm trying. But so his, the problem, the thing that's been keeping me up for weeks is, well, and I get jealous with the ex-wife and how close they are. And he's got a daughter who's amazing and she loves me. So that's a wonderful experience for me. He has his Netflix. He's got still her name on it as one of the users. And I've been sitting here for weeks in anxiety, not knowing exactly how to frame, how to ask him.
Honey, you have nothing. You're a living girlfriend. Living girlfriends do not get to tell boyfriends they're living with anything.
Oh,
you have no contract.
Even when you're sharing the home.
Especially when you're sharing a home.
Mm.
You're two single people living together.
Yeah.
You're not a couple.
Mm.
You're a live-in girlfriend.
So that's not mating?
No.
What is mating?
Mating is a socially recognized agreement, and I think mating, at least, is a ring. You remember in high school, people gave class rings or football rings? Something,
yeah, I got a promise ring
symbol.
In high school. Yep.
What?
I got a promise ring in high school from my high school boyfriend.
Then how about you get a promise ring from this man? Once you get a promise ring, he's promised to be a partner with you. Do you want him to respect you or cherish you? Or both?
Cherish.
Okay.
Yep.
If you're in a committed relationship and you have a symbol on your finger that says you're in a committed relationship, that will give you standing, which will allow you to say, I'm uncomfortable with her name on the Netflix, whatever. So either shut up about the TV and don't get the ring.
Right. I got a
you
necklace.
Are a
but I didn't
live
get a ring.
In what?
I got a necklace. A heart love tiffin
necklaces have lumescent energy. Lumescent energy is godlike energy. Flags have that. Baby pictures have it. Wedding pictures have lumescent energy.
Uh-huh.
Necklaces in America do not have lumescent energy. In India, a necklace is lumescent. It means you're married.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
marry with necklaces. We marry with rings.
Yeah.
And in some parts of Europe, they put the ring on the right hand, not the left hand.
Yep.
Everybody in the culture knows.
Yes. Yep.
So
caller,
do not. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Are you thinking that if you ask for a promise ring, that he'll run him off? I mean, he's asked you to move in with him, right?
Yeah. He gets
Wait a minute.
Out.
She's a norepinephrine addict. She doesn't believe he'll keep her.
Ah.
And the way she's doing her problem is, she's going to reject him by not requiring him to be her man.
We're
looking at a lumescent, not lumescent. We're looking at a norepinephrine process right now, this minute.
I just feel so stressed out when he gets stressed out and angry and anxious, and I've seen him feel so much pressure from his ex-wife, and I'm just terrified to apply any pressure.
I understand that, but you're calling me to ask me how to apply pressure.
Right. Yeah, or just
you
how
have
to
no
deal
standing.
With
standing. Remember yeah. your title. Okay. You're a lived-in girlfriend.
Right.
You're free.
Right.
You're not in a committed relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You have no standing.
Mm. Right. It's just convenient, and I get to lower my monthly expenses.
That's exactly right.
And take care of his daughter.
That's true.
Yeah.
But there's no spiritual connection.
Right. And that's, I feel that. I feel that, and it makes me really sad. And it really
upsets
me. Well,
then why don't you do something about it? Why don't you do something about it? Like, I don't feel comfortable moving in with you unless I have a promise ring, preferably a gold band, cheap, inexpensive. You see?
I feel like it's way too late for
or
that.
Shut your mouth and
right.
know you have no standing with him other than live-in girlfriend.
And babysitter.
Yep.
And babysitter.
Yep, nanny. Yep, nanny and living girlfriend.
But don't be mad at them because you created it.
Right.
Women get what they want by knowing what they don't want.
Yep.
Men get what they want by having the courage to go after it.
Yep.
He's going after what he wants, but you're undeserving of what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're sabotaging.
Right. Right. Because I can't help feeling unworthy. And I already have that in me.
I got news for you. You know what you can do? You can ask for the promise ring. Or
yeah.
you can shut up about the Netflix thing and wait for him
yep.
to create.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
Okay, thank you. It was very helpful.
Thanks, Carla. Good luck.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.
Update us.
Kelly, did you hear the Dr. Ford, the lady, you know, in the political stuff? Did you hear her say that the impact, that she's in some form of therapy work? Anyway, she mentioned cortisol. She mentioned norepinephrine as side effects.
I did. I heard that briefly. I didn't get to hear the whole thing, but I heard it briefly. And I was like,
explaining the effect of the abuse on her. And she was accurate.
Amazing. It's like she was listening to you.
That's right.
Dr.
Okay.
Allen, we're almost out of time. What have you got to say before we go?
What I've got to say before we go is, if you want to be in a relationship, remember the following. The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is the contract, the commitment you're willing to make and keep.
Exactly. Everyone, I want to remind you, Dr. Allen does do private appointments. You can dial in at 949-723-0338 to make an appointment, or you can contact Sue at info@drpatallen.com. She does appointments by telephone, short as 15 minutes and all the way up to however long you need. Look on oneeyestore.com to find out about all of our upcoming seminars and classes, which are very intimate and small, 6 people only. So if you want to take advantage of them in our last quarter of 2018, if you can believe we're in our last quarter, you might want to take a look at the site. You can also find Dr. Allen's brand new book there. It's A Man's World and a Woman's Universe, as well as many of her other titles and wonderful DVDs. We love you so much. www.drpatallen.com.
be back next week, because we will be. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.